Mars remains mysteriously boring. 8th of September 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for Hunt News. Pasadena, California. NASA officials and scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory announced today that in spite of repeated efforts, Mars remains and is likely to remain incredibly fucking boring, with the most exciting happening being the two still functioning rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, making tracks in the dust. Quote, "Honestly, there isn't jack shit going on up there," unquote, said Mission Director Martin Nascient. Quote, "There's just miles and miles of empty sand and rocks we've basically looked at literally 1,000 times, unquote. Much of the tedium related to Mars is a result of the surprising longevity of the rovers, which were supposed to survive for less than a year, but which are now nearly 1,000 years old, or seem like it anyway. The rovers were only designed to perform a few specific functions, and essentially have now run out of interesting things to do. Mission specialist and geologist Suzanne Rice never expected the mission to last as long as it has. Quote, "I need to get on with my life," unquote, she said. Quote, "Once you've drilled into, like, your 50th Martian rock and found nothing, it starts to lose its thrill. I have other job offers, and one of these days I'm out of here," unquote. The primary goals of the rover missions, to find evidence of past surface water that could possibly have harbored life, were accomplished so long ago people barely remember it. Now all they do is drive the rovers around looking for cool stuff, pausing every once in a while to dig into the dirt to find more of nothing. Quote, "I read a lot of fashion magazines," unquote, said Rice. Quote, "and visit these kook websites where they claim we're part of some conspiracy covering up evidence of life on Mars. Ha! I wish. Face it, guys, Mars is dead and lifeless and boring. No aliens, no nothing. Deal with it," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.